USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. It could be more than a decade before some migrants face a judge.
Some migrants who cross the border seeking asylum have been given court dates in the next decade. Migrants who crossed into Texas were given court dates in Chicago and Florida in the years 2032 and 2035. However, since they have been admitted to the U.S. and given court dates, they can now get work permits and stay in the U.S. until their dates come up in court. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is noting progress in the debt ceiling negotiations. Although he said there are real discussions about a deal, Biden added, quote, "We're not there yet." Biden's remarks come as staffers continue weekend talks aimed at breaking the stalemate with GOP leaders. The governor of North Carolina is formally rejecting a GOP-backed abortion bill.
This bill has nothing to do with making women safer and everything to do with banning abortion.
Hundreds of abortion rights activists applauded in Raleigh today as Democratic Governor Roy Cooper placed his veto stamp to the legislation known as Senate Bill 20. The measure would lower the windows for abortions in the state from 20 weeks to 12 and add other restrictions as well. At least one person is dead after a tornado left widespread damage in the community of Laguna Heights, Texas. KVEO-TV reports the storm hit the area near Brownsville at about 4 o'clock this morning. Along with one death, a number of other injuries were being reported. Emergency crews were going door to door to check for possible victims. General Motors is recalling nearly a million vehicles due to faulty airbags. The recall includes the Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017 with airbags produced by ARC Automotive. GMC says drivers can have the airbag replaced for free. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The University of Idaho is awarding posthumous degrees to four murdered students.
School officials say each of the victims killed in the off-campus stabbing in November will receive degrees in their areas of study this weekend. The 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student charged with first-degree murder in the case remains behind bars. I'm Julie Ryan.
The U.S. may run out of cash if Congress doesn't act soon.
Friday's report by the Congressional Budget Office says there's a significant risk the country could default on its debt in early June without an increase of the debt ceiling, something that Democrats and Republicans are at odds over. The agency did not mention a date when the U.S. would run out of money. House Republicans are demanding steep cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the borrowing limit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden delivered the commencement address today at Howard University. He urged students to get involved, quote, stand up for what's right, and, quote, put democracy on the ballot in 2024.
To reject political extremism and reject political violence, protect fundamental rights and freedoms for women to choose, for transgender children to be free.
Howard University is the alma mater of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the movies, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is expected to have another convincing win at the box office. It scored more than $15 million on Friday across theaters in the U.S. and Canada, setting it up for a big weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.